Sagt die Mishnah weiter, Mesechtes Rosh Hashanah, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. Our Mesechta begins. Arba Rosh Hashanim Hein. There are four set times during the year where each one is considered a Rosh Hashanah. Something new starts on this day. Sagt the Mishnah, the Echad Ben Nisan, on the first day of Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Rosh Hashanah, that is considered Rosh Hashanah, Limelachim, as far as kings are concerned. To count the new year for kings. The new year for kings? What does this mean? And why would I want to know when the new year for kings are? And the answer is, in a shtar, you have to write the date. When you're going to learn Masechtas Ksubas, Masechtas Gittin, you're going to see it's very important that the right date is written on a shtar. What date did they write? Well, they would write the year of the king. In other words, how many years have passed since the current king is sitting on his throne? So they would write this and this year to this and this king. Now, let's say the new king came into power, Rosh Chodesh Shvat. The way it worked was, once Rosh Chodesh Nisan came, it was considered a complete year. From this point on, they would write to the second year of the king. And when the second Nisan came, they would write to the third year of the king. In other words, we don't count from the anniversary of when he actually took power, but we start from the first Nisan, and we consider that a full year. And that's what the Mishnah means, Bi'echot b'Nisan Rosh Hashanah. That's the new year, l'malachim, when it comes to kings. The Gemara explains, however, when we say kings over here, we're referring to Yiddish kings, to Malchei Yisrael. For them, we count from Nisan. But when you didn't have Yiddish kings, and during the times of Bayis Sheni, sometimes they did not, they would count from Tishrei. Why is a date so important on a shtar? Well, maybe you've learned this in the Gemara, maybe you will be learning it via Hashem Yisbarach. But let me give you a simple case. My name is Reuven. I owe money to Shimon. Shimon says to me, Reuven, when are you going to pay? Soon. Reuven, when are you going to pay? Soon. Shimon says to me, you know, I have a right to take away your field. That was the understanding. That's the type of loan that it was. And Reuven says to Shimon, no, don't worry. But I see I'm stuck. I see Shimon's going to take my field. So what do? I turn around and I sell my field to Levi. Then Shimon comes to me and says, Reuven, I must have the money. If not, I'm taking your field. Oh, I don't have a field. I sold it to Levi. And the money is gone. Shimon can go to Levi and say, Levi, excuse me. You bought a field from Reuven, right? But Reuven had no right to sell you the field. Because before he sold you this field, I had a shibbet on that field. He owed me money. Of course, Levi is going to try to fight it in a din Torah. The Dayan is going to have to say, well, Shimon, can you produce a shtar? Does your shtar state clearly from what point Reuven owed you the money? If that shtar is going to show that Reuven owed Shimon the money before Levi bought the field, I'm afraid Levi is going to have to give up the field. He can go back to Reuven and ask for his money back, but that may not be so simple. And really, it's a little bit Levi's fault, because he should have checked to make sure that Reuven doesn't owe anyone money before he bought the field. Either way, do you see why the date on a shtar has to be exact? Let's say we're going to come to Bezdin and say, Bezdin, Shimon has a shtar. It's true. In Shimon's shtar it says that Reuven owes him money, but the date is incorrect. The date is too early. Oh, the date is too early. So wait a second. So the loan that Reuven gave Shimon really took place later? Says Bezdin, how do we know when it took place? Maybe it took place only after Reuven sold the field to Levi. And then Shimon has no claim on Levi's field. Levi is called the Lekuchais, the one who buys it. And for Shimon to take away the field from Levi, that's called to be Toirif from the Lekuchais. A shtar mugda means that the date on the shtar is too early. It says a date which is much earlier than when the loan took place. And a shtar mugdam is pasul. That's why it's very important to know the halacha. So let's say a king came to power on Shvat. When Rosh Chodesh Nisan comes, you're supposed to write to the second year of the king. But suppose the person didn't know that, and he wrote to the first year of the king. It's not a good shtar. A shtar does not represent the proper date. It's called a shtar mugdam, which is pasul. Okay, if you didn't understand that, it may be a bit complicated, but it doesn't affect our understanding of the Mishnah. The Mishnah tells us there are four Rosh Hashanahs, and be'echad benissen, that's Rosh Hashanah l'malachim, that's considered a complete year to the reign of the king. So even if he became king Rosh Chodesh Shvat, when it comes Rosh Chodesh Nisan, we write the second year. It's as if a complete year is up when Rosh Chodesh Nisan comes. Vayter zakt the Mishnah, v'le regalim. Echad benissen is also considered Rosh Hashanah for Yamim Tovim. For Yamim Tovim? What does that mean? It means that in the cycle of Yamim Tovim, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot, Pesach is always considered the first Yom Tov in the rotation of three Yamim Tovim. Pesach is the first, Shavuos is the second, and Sukkot is the third. Now, you may ask, what difference does it make? Which is the first, which is the second, which is the third? And the answer is, it would make a difference in regard to Baal Ta'acher. What is Baal Ta'acher? If someone promises something to the Beis HaMikdash, and three Yamim Tovim pass, and he has yet to fulfill his promise. He didn't bring what he promised to bring. He is over the lav of Lesa'acher L'Shalmoy. Not supposed to be late when it comes to paying up. The Tan of our Mishnah, who is Rabbi Shimon, holds, you're not over Baal Ta'acher unless Pesach, as the first Yom Tov comes, Shavuos, being the second Yom Tov, and Sukkot, being the third Yom Tov, passes. So let's say I made a promise before Shavuos. I don't say, oh, Shavuos, Sukkot, and Pesach, those are three Yom Tovim, over Baal Ta'acher. Rav Shimon says it has to be Pesach first. You have to go through the cycle of Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot to be over Baal Ta'acher. And that's what the Mishnah means, that Rosh Chodesh Nisan is also Rosh Hashanah v'l'regalim, to the cycle of Yamim Tovim. However, the Bat Tanura tells us that the Halacha is not like Rav Shimon, who says it has to be three Yamim Tovim in order. Zakt the Mishnah weiter, Bi'echad bi'elul, on the first day of Elul, Rosh Hashanah, the first day of Elul, is considered the beginning of the year, l'maiser behema, when it comes to maiser behema. The Torah commanded us to separate from all tahar dika behemas, bakar v'tzayin, that are born in your herd. You have to separate the tenth one and bring it to your shalayim and to eat it over there. Bikidusha, it's brought as a carbon. The chalev and the dam go up on the mizbeach, and you eat the meat. And we've discussed this already earlier. The Mishnah tells us in Masechtas Bechayres how it's done. The Mishnah explains the pasuk. We line them all up, and they go through a narrow doorway, and we count. And we're holding a stick, and we count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, until 10. And when the 10th one comes out, we make a mark with a red dye, and we say, this is Meiser. Now, you have to give Meiser on each year separately. In other words, you can't give Meiser from animals that were born one year on animals that were born on the other year. When I count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and I say the 10th one is Meiser, all these 10 behemoths would have to have been born on the same year. And that's learned from the Pasuk. It says, Hayotzei Hasadeh Shana Shana. So what's called the same year? What's called the beginning of the year when it comes to Meiser behemoth? The answer is Echad Bi'el. In other words, any animal that is born until the end of Chodesh Av, even on Lamed Av, those animals, any animal born up until and including Lamed Av, are connected to the animals that were born the previous year. You can't combine them with animals that are born from Rosh Chodesh El and on. And any animal that is born from Aleph El and on is connected to the animals that are born the next year. You can't line up last year's animal together with this year's animal. Zakta Mishnah Vayter, does everybody hold that Rosh Chodesh Elul, or Aleph El rather, is Rosh Hashanah L'Maiser Behema? No, not necessarily. Zok the Mishnah Vayter, Rabbi Elazar v'Rab Shimon, I mean Rabbi Elazar and Rab Shimon say, Bi Echad B'Tishrei. They say that Rosh Hashanah of Maiser Behema is Echad B'Tishrei. Any animal that is born up until and including Chavtes Elul is considered last year's animal. And you can't line it up in the same row with the animals that are born afterwards. Rabbi Elazar and Rab Shimon say, the Meiser Behemah is compared to Meiser Dagon. And just like when it comes to giving Meiser from things that are growing, the Rosh Hashanah is the first of Tishrei, the same should be true for Meiser Behemah. The first Tana holds And Hachanami, the Pasuk, compares it to Ma'aser Dagon. And just like the new year for Ma'aser Dagon is after the Tfuah is finished, and that's Tishrei, because it dries in the field all year until Tishrei, the same is true for Ma'aser Behema. Behema stopped giving birth during the month of Av. So that's considered the end of the season. That's Rosh Chodesh Elul is the beginning of the new season for Ma'aser Behema. So the first Tana says, of course we compare it to Ma'aser Dagon. The new year for Ma'aser Dagon is after it's finished for that year, and the new year for Ma'aser Behema is after it's finished for that year. That's why for Dagon it's Tishrei, and for Ma'aser Behema it's Rosh Chodesh Elul. Vayter zakta Mishnah bi'echod b'tishrei Rosh Hashanah. It is considered also Rosh Hashanah in regard to five things. Lishanim, in regard to counting the new year, and that's when you didn't have Yiddish kings, like at some points during Bayisheni, and because of Shalom Malchus, they would start counting from the year that the king took power, and they considered the new year from Tishrei and on, from Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. In other words, if the king came into power Elul, when Rosh Chodesh Tishrei came, which is in effect Rosh Hashanah, it would be counted as the second year. There is another opinion in the Gemara, on Daf Ches Amid Aleph, in Masechtas Rosh Hashanah, that explains, and we say over here, Lashanim, we mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges on Echad B'Tishrei, whatever takes place, or whatever is going to take place in the world for the next year. Vayter zakta the Mishnah, Ula Shemitah. What is the mitzvah of Shemitah? The mitzvah of Shemitah commands us not to do work on the field during the seventh year. We can't plow, we can't plant. Like the Pasuk says in Parshas Behar, U'b'shana ha'shviyas shabbat shabbos and yil la'aretz. So when does that year begin? Our Tana is now teaching us on the first day of Tishrei. From the first day of Tishrei and on, it is asur min ha'toira to work on the ground. Vayter zakta Mishnah v'la yoivlois. Yoivl is the 50th year. From when Eretz Yisrael was divided, after it was conquered and divided, they would count 7 years, seven times. The 49th year would be Shemitah, as every seventh year throughout these 49 years. And the year afterwards would be the 50th year, and it would be Yovel. Like the Pasuk says, V'kidashtem es shnas ha-chamishim shana. It's Yovel. And all the many halachis of Yovel apply. Fields that were purchased are returned. Avadim go free. You have to blow shofar on Yom Kippur. Now it'll work on the ground, like Shemitah. So all of this starts on Echad B'Tishrei. Now what's interesting is that the Avadim don't actually go free until Yom Kippur, after you blow Shofar, Ukarasim Drar, and a freedom is declared. But you're now allowed to work with the Avad from Rosh Hashanah. Vayter zakta Mishnah, Echad B'Tishrei is also considered Rosh Hashanah Lanetia. Lanetia means planting trees, but what we're talking about, Orla. In the first 3 years of a tree's life, the peres are considered arla. The peres can't be eaten, and it's asur b'hanah. During the fourth year, the peres are mutar b'achila and hanah, but they have a kiddusha. It's called netar revai. You have to eat them in Yerushalayim, or redeem it and take the money to Yerushalayim. And it's only during year number five that the peres are considered complete chulin. Our Tana is teaching us, how do we count the years of arla? We don't say from the anniversary of when we planted the tree. Rather, we say that if the tree was planted before Rosh Hashanah, we'll soon see how long before Rosh Hashanah, but basically if the tree was planted at some point before Rosh Hashanah, once Echad B'Tishrei comes, it is as if 1 year passed. So let me understand this. So you're telling me that if I planted a tree on Erev Rosh Hashanah, when Rosh Hashanah comes, it's already considered the second year? And the answer is absolutely not. You have to have at least 45 days before Rosh Hashanah. And this is the Cheshbon. Unlike in regard to the king, where we say even if he became king 1 day before or just before, once Rosh Hashanah comes, it's as if it's in the second year. For the trees, you need at least 30 days. Ah, so are you telling me that if I planted it 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, when Rosh Hashanah comes, it's already the second year? No, not good enough. Because we need 30 days not just from the planting, we need 30 days from the klita. That means someone, whatever you plant, it takes hold in the earth. And when you plant something, it takes at least 2 weeks until it takes hold and a tree actually starts to grow. So for all practical purposes, you would have to plant a tree 45 days before Rosh Hashanah, 30 days for it to be 30 days, you need at least 30 days, and another 2 weeks for it to take hold. The 30 days doesn't count until it takes hold, until there's klita. So basically, it's chamishasa ba'av. If you plant a tree after chamishasa ba'av, being that you don't have the full amount of time for klita and then 30 days, we do not say when Rosh Hashanah comes, it's already considered the second year. So let me understand this. Suppose I planted my tree during the year Tafshin Nun Vav. And I planted it early enough before Rosh Hashanah. I planted it on Chamishasa Ba'av. So it comes the first Rosh Hashanah, which is Tafshin Nun Zayin. That's already 1 year. The next Rosh Hashanah, which is Tafshin Nun Ches, that's the second year. The next Rosh Hashanah, which is Tafshin Nun Tes, that's the third year. So does that mean by my Suda Rosh Hashanah I can already have from these payrois? The answer is no. I have to wait until Chamishasa B'Shvat. The first day of Rosh Hashanah is considered the new year in regard to when I start counting the planting of the tree. But in order to say that the payrois are completely finished so that I can use them, over here I have to wait until Chamishasa B'Shvat. That's when it becomes a complete tree. Now remember, the fourth year, it's Neter Avai. I still can't just use it. I have to take it to Yerushalayim. It's on the fifth year that I say, you can use it for whatever you want. You can make your apple kugel with it. So, one more time. Suppose I planted during the year Tafshin Nun Vav on Chamishasa Ba'av. Comes Rosh Hashanah Tafshin Nun Zayin, which is all of 45 days later, but that's already year number one. Rosh Hashanah Tafshin Nun Ches is year number two. Rosh Hashanah Tafshin Nun Tes is year number three, but I have to wait until Chamish Asar B'Shvat in order to eat the peiros. Even then, it's Neter Avai. From Chamish Asar B'Shvat Tafshin Nun Tes until Chamish Asar B'Shvat Tafshin Samach, it's Neter Avai. I can't eat it, but I have to take it to Yerushalayim or to redeem it and bring the money to Yerushalayim. On Chamish Asar B'Shvat Tafshin Samach Aleph, that's when the peiros become just plain chol. Vaitrazak the Mishnah V'Le'Yerakais. Another thing that Echad B'Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah for is Yerakais. Literally, vegetables, things that grow from the ground. What we mean is in regard to the Cheshbon of Trumas and Maisras. Although Yerakais means vegetables, but we also mean Dagan, we mean grain. What we mean to say is not trees. In regard to Yerakais, the new year begins Be'echad B'Tishrei. Why do I have to know that? Well, it would pertain to two things. First of all, just like we said in regard to Maaser Behema, you can't be Mafresh Trumas Yemaisras from 1 year on the other year. So what grew before Echad B'Tishrei is in a separate class. You have to take off Trumas Yemaisras from those payrois. The other thing that I have to know is what type of Maisras to take off. After Shemitah, during the first and second year, you take off Maaser Rishon that goes to the Levi. That you do every year, besides for Shemitah itself. But during the first and second year, after Shemitah, in addition to Maaser Rishon, there's also Maaser Sheni. Maaser Sheni, you don't give to anyone, you just have to bring it to Yerushalayim or redeem it and take the money to Yerushalayim. On the third year after a Shemitah cycle, it's Maaser Rishon and Maaser Ani. Instead of Maaser Sheni, there's Maaser Ani, which goes to the poor people. During the fourth and fifth year, it's Maaser Rishon, Maaser Sheni. And during the sixth year, it's once again Maaser Rishon, Maaser Ani. And the seventh year is Shemitah. Now here's where you have to know what the cutoff point is. I have to know whether something grew during the second year, after Shemitah, or the third year. Because during the second year, it's Maaser Sheni. During the third year, there's no Maaser Sheni, it's Maaser Ani. For that matter, I have to know whether it's the third year or the fourth year. Because the third year, it's Maaser Ani, and the fourth year, it's Maaser Sheni. So the Mishnah is now teaching us that if you collected the Yerakos before Rosh Hashanah of the third year or the sixth year in the Shemitah cycle, you give Maaser Sheni, which has to be taken and eaten in Yerushalayim. If you collected the Yerakos, if you gathered them after Rosh Hashanah of the third year or the sixth year, instead of Maaser Sheni, there's Maaser Ani, which is given to the poor people. Vaitra Zakta Mishnah, Be'echad B'Shvat, that would be Rosh Hashanah. In other words, it would be considered the new year, La'ilam, in regard to trees. Kidevei Beishami, according to Beishami. What does this mean in regard to trees? So Pashit says about Tenura Lagaba the Cheshbon of Trumas Yemaisras of the Peiros Se'ila. Now when it comes to Maisras, it goes after when you collected it, when you gathered them. When it comes to the tree, it depends on when it sprouted. By an ilah, we go basar chanota. So if you have peiros that sprouted before Rosh Chodesh Shvat, according to the Beis Shammai, you can't use them for trumas imaisris on peiros that sprouted after Shvat. We would also have to know when the cutoff point is in regard to whether we give maaser sheni or maaser ani, just like by the Yerakais. The truth is, if you were listening carefully to what we said before, it's negeya something else also, a third thing. When does the year of Arla finish, or the year of Netar Ravai finish? Because the payers aren't mutter. They don't lose the Isra of Arla until, according to the Veshamai Shvat, and according to the Veshil Chemishasar Veshvat. And the same is true for the year afterwards, the fourth year, which is the year of Netar Ravai, that also goes from Shvat till Shvat. The only thing is, we have a machlokes between the Veshamai and the Veshil, whether it's Rosh Chodesh Shvat or the way we pass in Chemishasar Veshvat. So Bi'echad B'Shvat is considered Rosh Hashanah Le'il in regard to all these things. Kedivri Beis Shammai, and Beis Hillel, I mean, the Beis Hillel will say, B'chamisha Asabai, on the 15th of Shvat. So according to the Beis Hillel, you can't separate Peiros that sprouted before Chamisha Asabai Shvat to be Trumas and Maestros on Peiros that sprouted afterwards. And also the Peiros that sprouted before Chamisha Asabai Shvat of the third year, you separate Maaser Sheni from it, because it's still called the second year. And those that sprouted after Chamisha Asabai Shvat of the third year, that's called the third year, and you would give Maaser Ani instead of Maaser Sheni. Okay, so let's do a quick Chazara. We have five Rosh Hashanahs. We have Echad B'Nissan, Tesvav B'Nissan, Echad B'Elul, Echad B'Tishrei, and either Tesvav B'Shvat or Echad B'Shvat, depending if you pass on like the Beis Shammai or the Beis Hillel. Wait a second, we have five. Didn't the Mishnah begin four Rosh Hashanahs? So the Gemara asks that kasha. And the Gemara answers that Rabbeinu HaKadosh, who was Misadra, the Mishnah, says like this: I really hold that there is five. Why does Rabbeinu HaKadosh hold that there is five? Let's make a cheshbon. Echad B'Nissan is Rosh Hashanah for the kings. If a new Yiddish king comes to power before Nisan, once Nisan comes, we ride in the star the second year to the king's reign. Tesvav Nisan is Rosh Hashanah L'Regalim, because Rabbeinu HaKadosh says, I hold that if you promise something to the Beis HaMikdash and you don't bring it, you're only over if you go through a cycle of Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos. So Pesach, Tesvav Nisan, is like one Rosh Hashanah. Also, the first day of El is Rosh Hashanah L'Maaser Behema. When you line up your 10 behemas and they go through the narrow passageway and the 10th one is marked with some red paint and you say this is Maaser Behema, you have to be careful. You don't mix up behemas that were born before El and behemas that were born after Aleph El. The fourth Rosh Hashanah would be Aleph Tishrei. And that's Rosh Hashanah for a whole bunch of things. There's a non-Jewish king. Aleph Tishrei marks officially a complete year, regardless of when or how long before Tishrei he became king. Aleph Tishrei is for Shemitah, for Yovel, in regard to planting the tree when you consider it the first year that it was planted, and in regard to Yerakais, in regard to the Maaser of Yerakais or Dagan, vegetables or grain, like we explained, those that were gathered before Aleph Tishrei is considered last year. You can't take Trumas Maaser from that on those that were gathered after Aleph Tishrei. By Yerakos we go Basar Lakita. And we also have to know which year it is, whether it's a Maaser Sheni year or a Maaser Ani year. And the fifth one is Tesvav Shvat is Rosh Hashanah Le'ilan. That's Paskening like the Beis Hillel. And Rosh Hashanah Le'ilan also means that you can't Maaser Peiros from last year onto the next year. So if it sprouted before Chamisha Asar B'Shvat, you can't use that for Trumas Maaser for the next year, and the other way around as well. You also have to know, let's say if it's a Peiros that sprouted before Shvat, or before Chamisha Asar B'Shvat according to the Beis Hillel, it's considered a second year Peiros, you give only Maaser Sheni. If it sprouted after Chamisha Asar B'Shvat, it's considered a third year Peiros. Instead of Maaser Sheni, there's Maaser Ani. And the same is true for the other years where it switches between Maaser Sheni and Maaser Ani. You have to know if it's sprouted before Chamisha Asar B'Shvat or it's sprouted after Chamisha Asar B'Shvat. Okay, so that's five. Let's go back to our question. Why does Rabbeinu HaKadosh say that even those that disagree with me hold that there's at least four? The Cheshbon is very simple. According to Rabbi Meir, we lose one. You know which one we lose? The one with Baal Ta'acher. Rabbi Meir does not hold you have to go through three Yamim Tovim starting with Pesach to be over Baal Ta'acher. However, Rabbi Meir holds that Echad Be'elul, not Tishrei, Echad Be'elul is Rosh Hashanah L'maaseh Behemoth. So you have four. According to Rabbi Meir, you have Echad Be'Nissan is Rosh Hashanah L'malachim, which date you write on the Shtar. Echad Be'elul is Rosh Hashanah for Maaseh Behemoth. Echad B'Tishrei is for the non-Jewish king, for Shemitah, for Yovel, and so on. And Chemshasa B'Shvat is for the tree. According to Reb Shimon, we also lose one of the five Rosh Hashanahs. Which one? That the Echad Be'el was Rosh Hashanah L'maisa Behemah, because according to Reb Shimon, it's Echad B'Tishrei. However, Reb Shimon clearly holds that in order to be over Baal Ta'acher, there has to be a cycle of Yamim Tovim beginning with Pesach. So we do have the one with Regalim. According to Reb Meir, we don't have the one with Regalim, but we have an extra one because Echad Be'elul is Maaser Behema. According to Reb Shimon, we don't have the Echad Be'elul, which is Maaser Behema, but we do have the one with Regalim. So Rabbeinu HaKadosh says, look, according to me, there's five. There's Echad Be'nissan L'Malachim, Tesvav Nissan L'Regalim, Echad Be'elul Maaser Behema, Echad B'Tishrei for the non-Jewish king, Shemitah, Yovel, and there's Chemishasa B'Shvat for the tree. But even according to those who argue on me, whether it's Rabbi Meir, who doesn't hold of the Regalim, that Pesach is the first of the Regalim, or it's Reb Shimon, who doesn't hold that B'Echad B'El is Rosh Hashanah L'Maaseh Behema, but even according to them, you have at least four separate days that are marked as Rosh Hashanah for different inyanim.